Hello, Ms. Nassim, how are you? So, we have plenty of things to talk about, and this is going to be CC. I hope no one else actually listened to this. So, comfort zone. You mentioned something very awesome in your voice, and you said that risks are the things that can help us to get out of our comfort zone. And I totally agree with that, because risk is about comfort zone, right? Getting out of comfort zone. So imagine that you want to actually improve. So you have a zone around you, you have a circle around you, and you're very pretty much confident in that circle, and you think, okay, I am in this circle, I'm pretty much okay with it, I can relax here. But at the same time, you want to improve. So imagine that circle has a lot of fire around it. So someone tells you, if you want to improve, you must actually get out of this fiery circle in order to improve yourself. So it's a risk. It's a risk to get out of that circle, because in the circle you have this comfortable stuff, you're very cold in here, but if you get out of there, it's gonna be dangerous. So, but if you get out of there, you will improve. So risk is about that, right? Or maybe you die, because we are talking about fire. So by the way, risk is about that. So you mentioned very awesome thing. I think that you describe it very well, so awesome. And you talked about relentlessness is another word. Recklessness, you use this vocabulary. I wrote it down to talk about this. You use this vocabulary in a good way. I don't know, suddenly you stopped there, why you stopped there. So recklessness was the good word that you could use for the second question, because you mentioned that you're not a risk taker. And you need that recklessness, and you just cut it there. I think that you self-doubt yourself a little bit. But yes, we need recklessness in some ways, because we want to improve ourselves, right? So you need to be reckless. You need recklessness to improve yourself. And that was a good vocabulary. I congratulate you because of using it. And it's very awesome. And you said that you're not a risk taker. It's okay, it's totally fine. But be a risk taker. Because I think in life, if you, you know, back to Eliot Hulse's quote, he said that a life without challenge is a life without improvement. So without fulfillment. So if you want to fulfill something, if you want to achieve something, fulfill your life, you must take some risk and challenge. You must overcome some challenges, because challenges, problems, pains, they are for actually creating us a better person. So maybe in the future you're gonna be a great mom because of these challenges that you have overcome. So I think that being risk taker has this great advantage to make you a better person. So this is my opinion, and I hope that since you mentioned that you wanna be, so I hope that you work on it, because I'm definitely sure that if you take some risks, you have this great potential to be a very successful person. And you talk about marriage, you said that this is one of the things that you may come across. And yeah, that's right. And especially these days, marriage is very difficult. Getting married is very difficult. We are not just talking about economical problems or money or whatever. Of course, we are talking about characters that we want to live our lives with, our life with. So maybe you will have a husband that is not suitable for you, or maybe I'll have a wife that is not suitable for me. So yeah, that's gonna be a huge risk to get married. And when you're single, as you mentioned, you won't actually face this problem, face this risk. So yeah. Okay, I think it's enough. And thank you so much. I really enjoyed your opinions and thanks. Please record more and let us hear about you. So that was a good, actually, conversation. Thanks.